This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way we win, as I said, the only way we win, actually. Other than that, you know, we really, truly, you're just, I don't know, you're spewing what they're spewing. Right? Get your information together. Get information together. Make sure you have the real information and you're not just spewing with the government or some anti-gun or pro-gun or anti-whatever. Make sure you're not just spewing an ideological line. Make sure you have, you know, my mantra on the show years ago used to be, you know why you're a Republican. Know why you're a Democrat. Know why you're an independent. Not be able to defend, but be able to explain. Maybe you could win somebody over to your side. In all sincerity, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ed out of Fayetteville, you've been waiting a long time to get on. I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I do appreciate it, Joe. It has to do with your last hour there talking about the shooting in Nashville. Listen, Alex Jones on GCN used to years ago talk a lot about these setups. These shootings seem to come at very strategic times in American history. And I agree with your last caller or your last guest that something's crazy going on here, that these transgenders. But it was even before this, Joe, when you had almost in every case, from the Colorado shooting at the theater to all these shootings in Texas. These are people that the FBI and the feds have been tracking for well over a year. And we're going to find out more about this gal, boy, gal, whatever, in Nashville, in the weeks and possibly days to come. And I'm hoping some of that will air on GCN. But the fact of the matter is they get these shootings like Manchurian candidates of old in place to change society, to get them to give up their guns. It is senseless that such a shooting would occur. And look at the Biden regime today. It was already in place, their call for gun control. It wasn't a response. It was a pre-planned situation.
They have that gun control response on a piece of paper they pull out every time there's something like this. You know, I don't want to blame it all just on the trans world. If you heard the whole conversation, I'm going, look, these psychotropic drugs that they're giving to these kids, young kids, you know,
yep.
These kids have all kinds of issues. And then you wonder why violence breaks out. You tell these kids that it's okay to abort a baby from now, even after it's born. So life has no value to these young people. It means absolutely nothing to them. So it is.
Yeah.
It's actually getting worse and worse, but it's not the guns making it worse. It's what we're telling
That's
these
right.
kids, it's society, and it's the mental health of a lot of our young people today. So, Ed, yeah, we are very much on the same page. Appreciate the call, Ed.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
You know, again, it's when you get down to the brass tacks of everything here, nobody wants to talk about what's at the root issue. The guns are not the root issue. The Dems want to make it a root issue. It's not the root issue. Look at the numbers. Look at the number of crimes that are committed with other weapons. And I know it's kind of a joke. It's kind of a funny. It's kind of a ha-ha to say, hey, you know, what do? Are we gonna ban all baseball bats? Are we gonna ban all cars? Are we gonna, you know, ban all knives? We won't be able to eat steak anymore. They'd love that, though. But you see what I'm saying here? Stop with the go to the gun thing. It's the gun. Listen, if fentanyl's so bad, if drugs are so bad, if the what's going on coming over to the border is so, then fix it, ban it, take the same action at the border. Take the same action on these drug deals that you want to take on car manufacturers, gun manufacturers, and so on. But they won't do it because they don't mean it. You know, Kimberly didn't finish a thought that she had. We ran out of time. But here's the deal. The Dems have been in control of the government 4-1 in how many times the Republicans have been in control. They've had the votes. They've had the ability. Hey, they could change things. They could have put laws into place. The laws that they claim would stop, they could have done it. You know what? They don't want to. Like racism, they need the gunfight. They need the keep your kids safe fight. They need the fight that says, that tells them, or have, or people have to tell them, that the Republicans hate kids. Remember, Republicans hate clean air. They hate clean water. They don't want to keep your kids safe. Right? They're trying to line up right now. They're trying to figure out how to do this. They're trying to line up Republicans saying, we don't want men dressing up as women and shaking their butt cheeks in front of our kids' faces. They're trying to tell us that we are hateful, the LGBTQ community, because of that. When in reality, it's called adult entertainment for a reason. All right? Why do kids have to be exposed to this? In you know, K through 6. What, give me the reason behind it. I don't even want the reason. Give me the scientific evidence of proof that actually helps their mental state by doing that. See, they can't do it because there isn't any. Nowhere to be found. But that's what I said to you earlier. You cannot have conversations with these people. They don't want to have them. Because they know they can't beat you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't believe your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem, right? I want you involved. I want to make sure you understand what's going on. And the way to do that is to get engaged. All right, go up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Mike Liddell has given us the ability to make all kinds of decent money. I don't know if I call it decent, but it's good. Okay? But, I mean, seriously. And, you know, and you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You know, I was looking at my slippers from MyPillow this weekend. I wear them outside. I wear them all over the place. I do not wear them to fine dining, but I do wear them out to the mailbox. Places like that where I quickly have to go. And I got to tell you, they're starting to show wear, but they're like 3 years old. And I do wear them a lot. Again, very comfortable, solid on my feet, real happy with them. And he's selling them probably for a lot less than what I bought them. So head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on the way out. We all make a few bucks. And I'll tell you the other thing about it. You get quality American-made product. Right, to a guy that supports you, supports your causes, and gives money to the same things you would give money to if you had a few extra bucks. And he supports a guy like me. So every, at least I see it this way, everybody wins all the way around. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. You have more information, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com, you find out the stations, the times. Again, a lot happening there. All right, let's get to it. And I don't even know. I've never listened to this guy's show. I've heard bits and pieces of it. But apparently now, I mean, seriously, they've had it. And the Democrats are starting to catch on to what's going on. And the Breakfast Club host, Charlamagne Tha God, scoffed at a story of a Mississippi Morning newscaster being fired for quoting hip-hop artist Snoop Dogg. Now, Barbie Bassett, who worked for decades as a news anchor, she's been fired by the NBC affiliate, WLBT, for saying, "Fo shizzle my nizzle" on air during, I have no idea what that means. So if it's nasty, it's a swear word or something like that, I apologize. But on air during discussion about rapper Snoop Dogg. And again, here's my argument for years. You want us to buy your songs. Yeah, white folks. You want us to buy, you want us to go to your concerts. We sing along, not we, but the generic we sing along to the lyrics you put in the songs. Right? You're all good with that because you're making money off of that. But I guess singing it out in the street by yourself with a couple of buddies, now all of a sudden you're a racist. You're screwing with the young kids' minds, number one. Number two is it makes absolutely no sense. Now, somebody just sent me something, okay? So I was not aware that it was slang, or the nizzle part, I guess, is slang for the N-word. Who would know that? Right? Now, Charlamagne, oh, by the way, apparently a very successful black radio guy, he was floored. He was shocked that she would be fired over something so trivial. He says she can't say it? Oh, I guess because the nizzle is a derivative of the N-word? I'm saying that in context. I didn't mean to say it. I'm not using that word. Right? I mean, you know, you got to... I'm frustrated because it's almost like a setup. It's almost like a setup. Right? He goes on to basically say, I don't know if you should do that. I don't know if it's proper to do that. I don't know if you should fire somebody for that. Especially for the ignorance of not knowing. She might not even know what it means, he said. I'm not like, come on, we got to like stop, man. That's not the reason. I mean, he went on to observe how hip-hop is so ubiquitous and absurd controversies like this happen. He said, that's the thing with hip-hop, man. Hip-hop is so big, so mainstream. Who can consume it? Who can't? You know, who you're gonna put a disclaimer at the front of it saying all white folks can't sing these words in public? All Asian folks can't sing the... I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about what you're saying. So the Bassett's been at that station for over 20 years. Like I said, Charlamagne went on to say, who can repeat slang? Who can't? How old is that woman? She might be old. She probably has no idea that it's a derivative of the N-word. She might not have any. She just thinks that she sounded cool repeating a Snoop Dogg line. See, this guy gets it. And not only does he get it, he's being honest about it. Don't fire the woman out of ignorance. Why not let her come back on and go, look, I had no idea what that word meant. It sounded cool. I thought it was just a cool catchphrase. I can tell you, being from Italian descent, some people have picked up words from movies and have no idea what they meant and used them. Right? What am I going to do? You're Italian phobic? Right? You're pro. I mean, what do you want me to say to them? It's not right. Anyway, the station's regional manager, vice president, told the New York Post in a statement, I'm sure you can understand, but WLBT is unable to comment on personnel matters, which is legally true. But firing her wasn't right. Can we all be honest about that? Firing her just wasn't right. Really, what you need to do with something like that or someone like that is just teach them the truth. Right? Same thing with the kids. Instead of beating the crud out of them for singing these songs, hey, you won't like what I have to say. I would tell them, look, stop buying the songs. They're charging you to help them promote things that they're telling you are bad. If they tell you they're bad, then they want money for them. What are you supposed to do with that? How much sense does that make? How much does that play with a young man's brain? You know who jumped on this too was Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, okay, I'm not a big fan of hers. Acting-wise, yes. But this is just crazy. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'll catch my breath. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more going on the Joe Messina Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police have ID'd the three kids and three adults killed by a shooter at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville on Monday. The kids killed at the Covenant Presbyterian School included 2 9-year-olds and 1 8-year-old. The shooter, a transgender Nashville woman armed with 2 assault-style weapons, was shot and killed by police inside the school. The team of police that entered the school are getting praise from the president for their quick response. More atmospheric river storm systems will bring drenching rain and heavy snow to the Sacramento Valley and the surrounding surrounding mountain country. Forecasters say the worst will hit Tuesday. Then a brief break Thursday and Friday will make way for another wet system this weekend.
This weak atmospheric reverse storm that will bring significant mountain snow, widespread lower elevation rain, and gusty winds to our area beginning tonight and continuing into Wednesday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, because I know there's a dozen other shows you get. Well, actually, a gazillion dozen other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back to Whoopi Goldberg. And, again, I don't normally agree with her. Don't normally. But, again, like the others, like the confusion I was just talking about a little while ago. You can't expect, I don't care, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, to buy your music, to sing your songs when they go to concert, buy concert tickets, sing your songs when they go to the concerts. That kind of thing, when they're out singing the song alone or using a term from the song, you want them fired from their job. You want them chastised. You want them all kinds of stuff. It's wrong. It's always been wrong. It's wrong now. It's wrong then. It's just flat out wrong. Whoopi Goldberg opens up and says, hey, she blasted the removal of the Mississippi broadcaster Barbie Bassett, who quoted Snoop Dogg live on the air. In addition to political correctness on money, she said, just because they're on TV doesn't mean that they know what they're not supposed to do. Goldberg said that someone should make a book of stuff that no one can say. It'd be too thick. You couldn't carry it around. There has to be a book of stuff that nobody could ever say. Ever, 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 ever. Well, think about it. We don't know anymore. Things are fluid. They change so much. This includes everything she said. The things that change, you can say this, but you can't say that. But next week, you might not be able to say this, but she said it's almost impossible to keep up with. Right? And if you're a person of a certain age, there's stuff that we do, that we say. And she actually said, you know, you're not going to believe this came out of her mouth. Just because we're on TV doesn't mean we know everything or anything for that matter. We don't know everything. You're not supposed to. Right? If there's something that someone says, if you're not going to give them an opportunity to explain why they said it, at least give them the grace of saying, you know what, I've just been informed that I should not have done that, as opposed to you're out. God bless. I said all these things. Now I'm afraid. Because now I'm sounding like her. I don't want to sound like her. But, I mean, come on. It's true, though. We all know it's true. Right? And that's the only, and again, like I said to you, you learn, you find out what's going on, you learn. But, now again, this woman really thought this had a different meaning to it. Right? Because saying you're out means that you don't want to hear what the other person has to say. The mistakes that they might have made could have helped someone else make, you know, not make the same mistake. Goldberg said earlier in the segment that Bassett should not be fired for quoting Snoop Dogg's popular phrase, right? When she, I mean, I don't know how much she'd have to drink or someone's dopey enough to smoke to even come close to understanding what that meant. When she leaves, though, you know, when this stuff happens, it's not like people come back on the air and say, let us clarify, co-host Sarah Haynes said, I mean, nobody clarifies what they're saying, why they were let go or anything like that. Right? They never let you do that. They never let you come back. They never let you explain, you know, yourself. I wonder if, let me see, I really do wonder if the president of that TV station, broadcasting company, had a clue. Right? I mean, I wonder, I really, truly, somebody probably came in and said, did you hear what so-and-so said? No, what'd she say? Well, she said this. Okay, that's kind of funny sounding. What is that? And when he was told it, oh my God, I didn't know it meant that. Well, she got to go. Well, then you ought to go. Right? I mean, seriously. We can't keep up with it all, people. You can't expect people to keep up with it all. It's a nightmare. And that's being polite about it. It is a nightmare. You guys want to change words. You want to nail people to the wall for stuff that they do, say, don't say, whatever. It's not right. It's not fair. Of all people, how many times have you heard me say on this platform, you know, when somebody does something ignorant, not on purpose, but ignorant, they got to go. Yeah, you got to get them gone. They got to go. They're too stupid to know better. No. You don't hear that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the solution, part of the conversation. And I'll give Whoopi Goldberg, what's the word, kudos for that. I know that's clean. Now remember that Goldberg, she had to apologize for using the word gypped during a show, right? I mean, these are terms over the years. Some people don't really know what they mean. Even if you're older, I'm sorry. Somebody don't know, a lot of people don't understand where they came from. Do you know what I mean? So she was suspended from the show in 2022 for claiming the Holocaust was not about race. You know, and listen, I'm not going to stick up for her. But if she wants to use it about the Holocaust, she also has to use it about slavery. Because I was confronted with this just a month ago. That the Holocaust isn't about race. Is slavery about race? Or is it truly about man's inhumanity to man? Man's hate for a fellow man? Come on. They hone in on a group. They hone in on a race. They hone in on a certain class of people. But is it about race, or is it about hate? Man's hate for each other. I mean, you see where I'm going with this. I'm not trying to defend her. I'm not even trying to say that racism doesn't exist. What I'm trying to say is, what truly brings it about? Is it really your skin color? Is it really your religious belief? I don't know. I'm not the expert here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. That's why I say, what is so wrong? What is so hard about teaching people, about educating people, giving them the information that they need to make the proper decisions, to understand? And there are words out there. Words, frankly, some of you may have not caught them over the years. These words over the years that I have used, I didn't know they were wrong or bad. Catchphrase from a song, words from a song, I didn't know. I honestly just didn't know. And I had to be corrected, which is cool. You know, as long as somebody's not tearing you up, they're truly trying to help you, they're truly trying to work with you, it's a different story. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, right? Being part of the solution. That's how you become part of it. God, I got so many stories I want to get to. You know, talking in a positive way. I don't know these people. This is a perfect example. Who the heck is Black China? BlackChyna. I guess a singer of some kind. Used to be known for her sexy image and exaggerated look. She achieves it all with plastic surgery. All right, those days are gone, though, she says. Now China, whose real name is Angela White, she says she's a born-again Christian and she's making some big changes in her life to reflect that. One of those changes, as she explained, is the removal of a demonic tattoo from her hip. Seriously. I mean, look, you can change. Anybody can change. Look at the world she's in, and she's changing. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. We see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, okay? Yes. Somebody spelled it out and sent it to me. Right? Her name is Black China. And don't know why. Didn't ask. Yeah, see, even I didn't know. I didn't get it. I didn't understand, and now I've been enlightened. See that? That was easy. All right. She became born again Christian. She decided to quote unquote clean up her act. I mean, she got the looks that she got through much plastic surgery. Now, her real name is Angela White. She's now a born again Christian, as I said. She decided to make some big changes. She got a demonic tattoo on her hip that she decided to have removed. She said, you all know that I got this demonic tattoo, she said, referring to the old pagan deity depicted as a goat with a pentagram on his forehead. And it's, you know, commonly associated with Satanism. She says, it's got to come off. You know what I mean? I'm not about to have no mark of the beast, nothing like that. Well, good for her. You know, for going out of her way, for making sure she takes it off. She says there's so many things that changed in her life. You know, again, not here preaching to you guys. I don't operate that way. But I'm telling you, Christ will change things in your life. Christ will make you look, the Word of God will make you look at things differently. Not everybody's walking around with white robes, their hand clasps, singing some of those whacktoid songs. You know what I'm saying? The Christian church should be made up of all kinds of people from all walks of life. And this is now having her rethinking what she's doing. What is she selling to kids? When you hear, and listen, I don't believe it's all 100% ever. But when you hear what's going on in Hollywood with kids, I don't care if you're a believer in God or not. It's got to break your heart. And if it doesn't, you just, I don't know if you have one. The stuff that these kids have put through, the things that go on with these kids in Hollywood, other extremely rich people. Now, can you imagine if a hint of anything that has gone on, what's been happening with child trafficking, with sex slavery, any of that stuff. Imagine if one of Trump's kids was accused of smoking coke or with a bunch of, Russian prostitutes. Can you imagine what the difference would be? But China added, I'll tell you this, that when I first got the tattoo, it's not what it meant to me. You know what I mean? Regardless of what it is, I just don't want anything negative or demonic anymore in my life. She proceeded to put down a mattress in the back of a truck. She lied down as a hired driver took her to Las Vegas so she could begin the process of getting the tattoo removed. She said, it'll take a number of sessions to get it really gone, but I want it gone. I'm so happy that I'm able to get this thing removed. You know? She's had her breast implants, her gluteal implants removed. I don't even know what those are. I don't want to know. She dissolved the filler in her cheeks and lips. You know, I can tell you something. I'm looking at the two pictures of her. Yeah. The before and after? The before scares me. Seriously. There's nothing wrong with her. I mean, she's a very pretty young lady. Naturally pretty. She didn't need to enhance anything. And that's what happens when you get involved in these things. When it becomes all about you, me, there's nothing higher than you. Right? I mean, what do you do? You're constantly trying to find that next step, that next thing. You're constantly trying to make sure that people don't forget who you are. So you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep doing some crazy stuff. But she decided to go down a different road. You know, she's discussed on several talk shows about her change. She said, look, for me, I was like, man, this is just all too much. It's time for a change. It's not who I am. It's like the Holy Spirit came over me, and I was like, you know what? I need to figure out what my purpose is in life. And that seems to be the big change, too. People step back and take a thought. What am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing here? Right? Good for them. I mean that. Get rid of all that. Yep, there you go. That's a good way to put it. Get rid of all that baggage that you got. God's got so many better things for you in life. Anyway, she said, I had to make the change. If I really believe what I said, I believe I had to make the change. I had to make the change for my fans. I had to make the change to let them know I truly believed what I said I believed. Right? About her appearance, she said, as far as reversing a surgery, it was really, really, really important for me because what I had got was illegal silicone injections. And what happens to some girls is they get it, but for me, like sometimes I would kind of fall kind of sick from it. And the older that I get, I'm starting to realize I want to be here for my kids. I want to have grandchildren. I want to enjoy them. When I got those, I was 19. I was young. I was naive. Gee, who else is having stuff done to them? At 18, 19. Seriously. Anyway, she said, by the grace of God, I'm still here. I just want to set an example for the ladies that really, really be careful. This stuff is dangerous. You're playing Russian roulette with your health. God bless her for doing it. I mean, God bless her for being so out about it. So outward about it, right? Anyhow, I give people like this a lot of credit. Yeah, of course, some of you know I'm partial to it because I am a Christian. But to watch what the transformation takes place with some of these people, it's a good thing, and it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I was just, as I was talking here, it's kind of hard to do sometimes, but I was watching over my shoulder some of the numbers that were going up about patriotism and religion. And it showed that in 1998, if you ask people how important religion was in their lives, you know, God, religion, what have you, it was interesting to watch, you know, what went down. And it was, for religion, it was up over 70%. I think it was 78%. Religion, in 1998, was one of the most important things in their life. In 2023, in a recent poll, it's down to 38%. Look at what's happened. I'm bringing this up because of what you just heard. Because of the entertainers and others, people have kind of walked away from this. Don't seem to really care about this anymore. It's too bad. It's crazy. Because as I've always said, if there's nobody bigger than you, if you're it, you know, that's a problem. That's really a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Patriotism came up in the same survey, and they talked about the difference. Okay, so in 1999, right, the number was very, very high. It was like, I think it was 93, 94% said the patriotism was a big deal to them, was very important to them. Now that's down to 39%. So the educators have done a great job with these kids. The educators have done a great job with telling them, you don't need this. Not a big deal. You don't have to be a patriot. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It never stops. It never ends. It's always so exciting. And then they were making fun of people like me for years while I'm sitting there going, this won't end well. This isn't good. This isn't healthy. It's not healthy for your kids. Not healthy for your family. And I'm so confused because, frankly and honestly, I know women that would kill for their kids. I mean, physically kill for their kids if they were being treated like this or if this was happening to them. How many of you would or wouldn't? How many of you would step out in front of a bullet for you? I can say it, but think about it. Think about it hard. How many of you would actually do it? Just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, come back to the... I've got a lot of stuff I want to get through, including some Twitter stuff. And... you just have to start asking these questions. How much are you going to push back over the next few years? Because it's going to get worse. How much are you going to push back against some of the crazy stuff that's going on? How much are you going to push back against the things that are hurting not just your kids, but many kids? Joe Messina, your host. This is the Joe Messina Show on GCN. I'll be back in just a little while.